Production. Recorded live.
Hello, everyone. This is Carl Schinneman, president and founder of ReviewLess, and welcome to another edition of ESI Bytes, where we offer information from national speakers on electronic discovery at a price everyone can afford, which is free, and available when they're interested in listening to it, which is whenever you download it and play it on your iPod, iPad, Android, computer, whatever device you store your media on and decide to play. Today, I don't want to say we have a real interesting show, but I think it's a real interesting show. I'm the guest on it. It's going to be a short show, but I want to recap ESI Bytes 2011 and share some of my plans for 2012. Since I'm the guest on this show, I'm going to dispense on the introduction, which would sound a little cheesy, but for the heck of it, though, I thought I'd answer my basic question, which I give most guests on how I actually started in electronic discovery. And there are two phases to that. The first phase, I owned a legal staffing company called Legal Network in Pittsburgh. In about 1999, 2000, we landed a huge 1.5-year due diligence project, which was a form of e-discovery because we were representing a purchaser. But we set up templates, and we had about 40 attorneys doing online M&A review work for a law firm and a growing company. Then, in really e-discovery history, we caught a whale of a project in about 2002, 2003. It was a 5-year pharmaceutical case, which at its peak had over 200 attorneys doing document review on it. Then I sold that company to special counsel, and I guess I continued as the former owner of a company, and during that time frame created the Discovery Land board game and branded the 4C bottle of wine, which Judd Shinlin and Laura Zublake have autographed, and a number of you have received and drank with me and in private, and did some audio broadcasts with BNA, all of which are on the ESI Bytes list of shows, and still get a large number of downloads. I took a couple years off to start a couple of other companies that were still in the law space, but then phase two started when the recession hit, and I decided to go back to trying to make money, which is what I had done successfully before, which was the e-discovery. So I partnered with Tim Opsitnik at Jernov, and that's where we started ESI Bytes. Last year, I created ReviewLess, which is a company that acts to find document reviewers through testing and preparation for when machine-assisted review takes hold. And really, I think in terms of evolution, the review world will become more selective because there's going to be less reviewers on projects, and that's where I am today. So that's my story in eDiscovery. The results, we have over 170 podcasts now at ESI Bytes, which clearly makes us the largest podcast series in the country. On March 2nd, believe it or not, ESI Bytes is going to turn 3 years old. And when I look at all the webinars now being offered around the country, which cost money to attend, this always amazes me. I'm thrilled to see how well ESI Bytes stacks up in terms of content compared to what others are selling. No one's getting judges and top experts to appear as consistently as ESI Bytes, and I think really the reason that is because we're making this a free resource for the e-discovery community. There's no one trying to make money off of this, so there's some advantages of that, I guess. I was also especially gratified last year that Forbes listed ESI Bytes as one of its 6 savvy law and technology resources. And, when I look at the list of frequent guests, such as Judge Grimm, Judge Peck, Ron Hedges, Judge Facciola, Craig Ball, Maura Grossman, Chris Dale, Jonathan Redgrave, Judge Conte, I mean, the list is extensive. I always get very excited about doing this show. And then I look at some of the newer guests from 2011, such as Judge Waxy, Dan Regard, Judge Moss, Judge Schwab. In this past year, 2011, we've been all over the machine-assisted review topic. We did a show I'm particularly proud of at the beginning of this year with a world-class computer language expert, Jaime Carbonell from Carnegie Mellon University, on why these tools can be effective. We did a show with Maura Grossman and Professor Gordon Cormack on all their articles and research, a show with Senior Master Whitaker from the United Kingdom and Chris Dale on the UK discovery rules and how their case law supports the use of machine-assisted review. And I can also say from a review of white papers from a number of the companies that now offer machine-assisted review that ESI Bytes is being widely cited. But I don't want to lose track of the fact that we do cover a lot of other issues, like the cooperation issues. The new special master program in the Western District of Pennsylvania with some of the judges who crafted that program, cloud-based computing, how statistics plays into e-discovery with Herb Royplott and David Lewis. We did a neat dissection of the new IP court order in the Federal Circuit. You know, we've had Ralph Losey on talking about e-discovery education. We've done shows on local e-discovery networking and, you know, lots and lots of shows, lots of new friends, lots of downloads, and it still all remains free. So how can you help? This is something I wanted to put out there. I'd really like to ask our listeners, if you like the content as much as our download figures indicate, that you help us and let others know about ESI Bytes and what a great bargain it is. In a world of social media, it should be easy to market this with the help of others. So it would be great if we get some tweets or blogs about the shows. The marketing budget for a free source, not surprisingly, remains $0. So word of mouth and internet searches are key to continuing to build a following, and that doesn't seem to be a problem. We are building the following, but really feel free to blog about our shows or pass them along. And you know, unfortunately, I don't have time to monitor comments, so feel free to hijack an issue and blog about it. And while this might seem like pandering and begging, it's nothing like that. I'm very thrilled with the audience we've reached thus far. But I also know we're only scratching the surface. So consider this like the public radio annoying bit when they don't run ads except they ask you to contribute. Except I'm not asking you to open your wallets out of guilt. I'm just asking you to maybe forward a show that you like to someone else or send me an email and ask me to do a certain show. You know, make ESI Bytes a community effort, which is really what it's tried to be. And in exchange, I'm going to continue doing these shows for free, booking guests, drafting questions, and blogging and tweeting about the shows that I like. I'd really like to encourage hearing from listeners because I do enjoy hearing from you, knowing that you, I mean, people that walk up to me at Legal Tech and say, I like the show. If you're interested, I have compiled my own personal index where I rate the shows based on memory. So if you ever want a crib list, or my personal best of list, reach out to me and I'm happy to email you a copy. Now let's look forward into 2012. And we're already off and running with a slew of great shows. And I apologize, this really should have been recorded on December 31st since we're looking back. But between work commitments and the challenge of putting a bunch of articles out there, this has been, you know, difficult to sometimes get my podcasts up as frequently as I'd like to or in a timely manner. If you'd like to comment to me about shows or anything in general, I'd suggest going to my blog site, which is now up and running, called docreviewmd.com. And that blog is going to take some of the pressure off ESI Bytes because I'm going to focus there most of my passion on improving document review through machine-assisted approaches and other thoughts related to review. Periodically, I'm going to try to summarize key points that come out on podcasts which relate to document review but aren't part of the title. And I have a backlog of those, so there's going to be a lot to write about. In addition, Craig Ball, last year we had lunch together when he was in Pittsburgh, and we've talked about some of the things that I'm up to because I have a lot of respect for Craig, and he challenged me to write more and share my ideas. And while I don't intend to compete with Craig on a volume comparison because the podcasting already keeps me pretty busy, and I am involved in running or in the management of a number of companies, But in 2012, I'm off to a good start with two articles submitted for publication, which Forbes has run, and BNA has accepted another article, and I have another one sketched out that I'm looking forward to writing. I'm also planning on doing more public speaking in 2012. We got a great review in October from the eDiscovery Journal in response to a presentation I gave in Philadelphia on machine-assisted review with Tom Gricks from Schneider Harrison and Brenda Dodd from Mylan Laboratories. So I've been putting together a few panels for the Carmel Valley eDiscovery Retreat in July 2012 in California, where we'll be focusing on machine-assisted review. I've got a number of judges lined up for that. It should be a really interesting event. And I'm hoping to speak at some other conferences as well. But again, you know, with all of that going on, public radio, again, the call for help. With all that writing and blogging in addition to running the companies, I want to point out about 15% of the shows I do come from listener suggestions. And if that number increases, I wouldn't be disappointed at all, because scheduling shows is the biggest challenge, especially with multiple guest shows. In the future, I might take more liberties when we can't schedule everyone to just pick two of the three guests and stick with a date that the majority can participate in. And I currently draft most of the questions for the show, but if you have a suggestion for improvement or ideas for a show, just pass them on. Help with this is always appreciated, and the most important thing, though, is to let people know about the show, because I do enjoy doing it, and we'll continue providing the free content, but for the cost of admission, please tell people you appreciate it. Now I'm going to end with my top trend for 2012, since I don't get to answer this question very often. And I really hope it's the article I just published in Forbes, the Legal Hydra article, where, you know, I make the case that we really need lawyers to work more closely with technologists instead of trying to solve e-discovery as lawyers, because e-discovery and information governance at its heart is a technical problem. And I think you can put many of the issues that my past guests have said are the top issues, like the social media issue of preservation, collection, review, and production. I mean, that has a technical component, a very strong technical component in it. And you can also obviously put the machine-assisted review issue and the preservation issue that a lot of companies and judges in the rulemaking committee are focusing on. They can all fit into that box. It's really the cross-dialogue between different skill sets is critical, because lawyers alone cannot solve these problems efficiently. And that should be obvious. Most of us went to law school to avoid math and hard science, and yet still get good jobs. So that's my thought. This was a short show, but you know, I thought I should take the time. Look forward to another show like this on March 2nd when ESI Bytes celebrates its third birthday. So I'd like to thank all of our past guests for joining us at ESI Bytes, and without them, there is no ESI Bytes, so it's always a pleasure to have them join us, share their knowledge to us and our listeners, and also to make new friends in the field. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Jurnov, and my good friend, Tim Opsitnik, for their continued support of ESI Bytes. And to the listeners, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd encourage you to go to www.esibytes.com for a complete list of our shows. It spells out as ESIBYTES, but you can also remember our show and website phonetically as Easy Bytes of ESI information. However you choose to remember us, come to ESI Bytes to learn more about eDiscovery before ESI bites you back. This is Carl Schinneman, president and founder of ReviewLess, wishing you a nice day.